WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back. We are broadcasting live from Percy's Place, 715 State Road in North Dartmouth. And that deal is now live at seizethedeal.com. So if you haven't had a chance yet to jump on there and get it, make sure you do that before they all sell out. And coming up in just a few moments, we're going to hear from Whitney Tully of Walt's Mobile Closet about the way that they help clothe the unhoused homeless folks that are outside in cold weather like we've had today and last night, who need to try to deal with the elements. And then they also have to deal with the change in the weather as well. And Walt's Mobile Closet tries to help them with that. So we'll hear about that in just a few moments. But right now we have a phone call. Let's see how this goes, because it might echo weirdly in my ear. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Yes, I have been trying to call you forever, it seems.
I've got the computer facing one way and the people I was talking to facing the other, so I apologize.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Percy's is great. I used to go down to the one heading towards the Cape. I'm not sure it was in the 90s, maybe Bourne or Sagamore. I'm not sure that location. But a coworker of mine, Tom Quinn, we used to go to all the Christmas tree shops down there before Christmas tree shop was popular up here in Dartmouth. Mm-hmm. So I loved the New England country breakfast, or whatever they called it, New England breakfast, because I loved the fish cakes. And I wasn't really a big pork person, so that was up my alley. And the baked beans, the cornbread, all of it, you walked out of there, you were not hungry at all. And he loved the cream chip beef, I believe, on toast, I want to say. He loved that. And so we would go there and stop there before we would do all our traveling all over to all these Christmas shops. And it was great. And the prices were fantastic. And the food, the amounts of food you would get, it was really unbelievable for the price you
would pay. If I remember right, you're talking about the little one that was by the small bridge that goes from Wareham into Buzzards Bay?
Yes, because it was by the bridge. Yes, exactly. That's the one that we would always stop at on our way down to like Hyannis, to all the different Christmas tree shops around.
And when I was in college, my now ex-wife and I were dating, and if we didn't have early class, like if class got canceled or something, or if it was a day off from school, that's where we went for breakfast.
Oh, it's really charming inside. It was really quaint and nice. And the people were very friendly and just very accommodating. It was just really a nice experience. I've been to the one up there in North Dartmouth a couple times, not recently, but it's very nice as well. And it's just a really nice, different kind of way of having breakfast, which I think is great. I love cornbread. I'm a huge fan of cornbread, and it's delicious.
I'm eating some right now. But when you next time you take a trip to the Cape, they have the Wareham Percy's Place now in the former Lobster Cottage building.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Interesting. That's nice, because, like I said, it was always the place for us to go. We never ate really anywhere else. That was it. Tom loved that place, and he got me to love it as well. And you were always satisfied. You always had a lot of food. It was. And different things, like the baked beans. Who gets baked beans for breakfast? You know, it was very different and unique, and I liked it very much. And everything was done right. I like my eggs over easy, and not everybody knows how to do that properly. And like scrambled eggs, you've got to leave them wet. You know, you've got to be on it. You can't just let it get too rubbery, because they'll cook so fast. And they do a beautiful job of all of it.
And one thing people don't think about when it comes to breakfast, marinated mushrooms.
I know, and I love mushrooms. I never thought to order that, though, but I do love mushrooms in almost everything. I think it's great. Yeah, that's a bonus as well. Very interesting. But I just want
to... Are you a corned beef hash person?
Yes, I am, but for some reason, I never ended up having it. I'll have to try it because you say it's fantastic. You know, my granddad had a grinder, and he used to make homemade, they called it red flannel hash with beets in it because we'll give it that reddish, purplish color. And because we're English on my mom's side, so that was a big thing. And that was made from scratch, and that was really delicious, too, with eggs. Absolutely.
Definitely. Well, hopefully you jump on and get a deal and get $50 to Percy's for $25.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm off to work, actually. I was just wanting to call in real quickly to try to get a hold of you before I actually went into work. But, yes, Percy's is great. It's absolutely great. I'd recommend it to everybody.
All right. Well, you have a good day at work.
Oh, thanks so much. And enjoy your food.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
508-996-0500. And, you know, it's funny because my grandmother was a great cook, as I think most people's grandmothers are. But once a week, she would pull everything out of the fridge that were leftovers that nobody had eaten. And she would kind of grind it all up and mix it together. And we would have it for dinner and she would call it hash. So it didn't matter. You might have had roast beef one night. And there was leftover roast beef and leftover potatoes and onions and carrots. And she'd grind it all up and make it into a hash. Or she might take, if it did like a baked ham or whatever, you never knew what it was that was in the hash. You ate it because that's what she was making for dinner. And I'll tell you what, it was delicious every time. And she didn't make anything else with it. It was just all of that ground up, fried up, seasoned, having hash for dinner. So I think that might be where I got my love of hash from. And I can tell you, Percy's has the best. Come out and get the Eggs Percy Supreme. It's an open face omelet with hash and the hollandaise sauce. I get that with some home fries and marinated mushrooms and the cornbread on the side. That's usually my go-to, but sometimes I come in and I want something different. I'll do the fish cakes and eggs or some of the different Benedicts. And that's what I've been munching on all morning is the Portuguese Benedict. And I'll tell you, this might be a new favorite. 508-996-0500. We can take your calls. We can take your app chat messages. Even though I am remote and things didn't quite work out technologically speaking this morning, but we found a way through it. And the important thing is that you can still call in, still have your opinions. And one of the things, I was listening to Brian's discussion last night on Freedom Fools. And if you haven't caught that yet, the podcast is available wherever you get your podcast from, as well as WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Although there was an issue with last night, so I'm going to upload that when I get back to the station. But he was talking about Doge and if Massachusetts needs its own version of that. And he popped out of the studio before, you know, when he was getting ready for the show and he was talking to me in the office. And we were both talking about how we agree on the idea of kind of auditing these government programs. I just don't think that the way that it's happening is the right way. Because the accounts of people who are getting laid off from these jobs are that they're getting called into a meeting. They're sitting down with a couple of people. They're talking to them for about 15 minutes. And then they make a determination as to whether or not that person's job is necessary based on that 15-minute conversation. And I don't know how much advanced research they're doing into what these people do because they're saying that they have no idea what their jobs entail when they sit down and talk to them. And one of the reporters I heard talking about this mentioned, well, I said to them, do you think that that's a strategy? Like, tell us what your job is. We have no idea because that's like the way they get you to try to describe what it is that you do and what you think the core things are of the job. But in actuality, what they're finding out from these people is they really don't know, because they're coming in so quickly. They haven't had time to prepare. They haven't had time to research. And that's why you're seeing things like they're getting rid of the people who oversee the nuclear arsenal. And then they have to bring them back because they realize, oh, wait, they're the people that overlook the nuclear arsenal. We should have known that first. So I agree with the idea of, you know, auditing and looking over these programs. But these aren't the people to do it. And this isn't the way to do it. And the thing that keeps getting pointed out repeatedly is Elon Musk keeps talking about the fraud that's been found, but first of all, hasn't shown us any of it. And secondly, it's not really fraud. You can say that it's not necessary, but fraud means it's something that they were doing without anybody else knowing about. And these are all things that were funded and approved by Congress. So what they're doing right now is going against Congress. And that's why you're seeing judges take these complaints on. So, in theory, I agree with the idea of what they're doing. I just think they've got to go about it a different way. And it should have been a little bit more strategically deployed. And then they wouldn't be running into these same issues. 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Great. When I go first, I get the Ben Franklin Benny. Roast sliced turkey, not deli. Roast sliced turkey with mushrooms. And the holidays, the egg and the holidays. There you go.
The first time I ever got that, I had never had turkey with eggs before. And then that made it something that I would have all the time. Like when I have leftover turkey at home, I'll make a turkey and cheese omelet.
Yep, that's what I do. Yep, I do the turkey, the cheese, and the mushrooms omelet.
Awesome. Now, they have what's called the truthers, the sides that you can pick. What do you like to have as your sides?
I personally like ham. And what I like about Percy's, used to go a friend of mine, big 6'5" guy, big guy. He orders his eggs like over easy, and he wanted a double order of bacon crispy, and they come out crispy every time, and the eggs would be perfect. So you can't argue with that.
Not at all.
So great.
Well, hopefully you get to come by soon and have an eggs bacon Franklin.
Okay, thank you very much. Great listening to you every day.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yep, you too. Bye.
508-996-0500. But right now, let's hear from Whitney Tully of Walt's Mobile Closet. This was a pre-recorded interview because I knew I was going to be here, and it's not necessarily easy to bring people in, and you never know how the time is going to shake out, so we pre-recorded it. And she's going to tell us now about how you can help clothe the unhoused who are out there in the cold. And we are joined now by Whitney Tully of Walt's Mobile Closet. Good morning, Whitney. How are
you? Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. So tell us about Walt's Mobile Closet.
Walt's Mobile Closet is a nonprofit that's based in New Bedford. And we provide free clothing to anyone in need. We work with agencies and organizations. Such as we'll go to a food pantry, we'll set up our pop-up shop of gently used adult clothing. Patrons of the pantry will shop for free, take what they need. We also go to homeless shelters, family resource centers, those kinds of organizations. We also work directly with the social service agencies to help them on any individual needs they have. Someone will have a client who's homeless, and they'll let me know he needs some jeans, some trail boots, some winter coats, and we'll pack that up and get it over to him and take care of him that way.
And where do most of these clothes, I would assume, come through donations? And
everything comes through donations from the community. Yep.
So they reach out to you directly to make these donations?
We have 3 drop spots where people can drop off their clothing. That would be the Gleason YMCA in Wareham, We have donation bins in the lobby. The Marion Council on Aging on Route 6, if you can bring those into the front desk. And then a retail shop in Carver called Refillable at 160 North Main Street. You can bring things into the store.
So, and, you know, you mentioned the types of clothes that people might ask for, but what types of clothes do you need donations of? I would assume that it's kind of seasonal dependent. Obviously, you need winter jackets and jeans and things now, and then in the summertime, you might need some things that are more lightweight clothing.
Everything is seasonal, absolutely. But I will say year-round, we are constantly needing men's clothing, men's jeans, sneakers, T-shirts. Those things are a constant need because roughly 70% of the homeless population is male, and male clothing is just difficult to get. But yes, seasonal. We're pretty much at the tail end of collecting winter clothing right now. We've got a good inventory, so we'll be looking for spring and summer very shortly. Keep an eye on our Facebook page and our website for our list of items we're accepting.
So are you able to give these items to these folks? You know, obviously, you want to give it to them a little bit ahead of the weather, too. You don't want them to have to be coming in to get a winter coat or to get jeans when they've already been out in the elements for a couple of weeks. You want to be able to provide it for them ahead of the season.
Yeah, we start collecting winter clothing in October. October or September to get ahead of it. We also have local groups that will do clothing drives for us. We had several winter coat drives done for us last year, which was awesome. Really helped.
So Massachusetts has changed the rules around what can be donated and what can be thrown away now, and they're looking to get everything that they can recycled and reused and repurposed, as opposed to throwing perfectly good clothes away in the garbage. Has that helped you? Have you seen an increase in donations because of these new regulations?
People don't like to throw their clothing in the bins or drop it off at a Savers or other location. They love to donate to us because they know their clothes are staying right here, helping members of their own community. So have we seen an influx? Hard to say. We are very fortunate to get a really good amount of donations, a lot of it women's. And as I said, men's is definitely harder to get.
And well, of course, and you mentioned that's because there are more men who are in need of this. But
yeah.
I think also with men, it becomes a little bit harder because, like, I mean, people come in all different shapes and sizes, but it's really hard for men to find things that fit them. And you want to be able to provide people, rather, with clothes that are actually going to fit them.
Yes.
You know, you don't want somebody having to drag around, especially if they are living out on the streets, dragging around clothes that are too big or dealing with something that's too small if they're trying to protect themselves from the elements.
Yes, it's very important when we're working with the social service agencies to make sure we get accurate sizing on the pants, on the tops, on the jackets, because we do want to make sure everything's going to fit them properly.
And so what are some of the challenges that you're facing now as you're making this transition into the next season? And what would you especially like to have people come and drop off for you?
As I said, you know, men's clothing is something we are always needing. Men's jeans, men's sweatpants, men's sneakers, T-shirts. Those are items we need all year round. As far as transitioning to spring and summer, we're looking for women's clothing as well. Pants, shirts, sneakers, sandals, light jackets, sweatshirts. You can check this information on our website and our Facebook page as well, as far as the items that we are accepting.
Now, I noticed that you didn't mention undergarments, and obviously you don't want people's used undergarments, but
nope.
If somebody wanted to come by and drop off a brand new package of boxer shorts or socks or something like that, is that something you'd accept?
We absolutely will accept new in the package underwear and socks. That is something that we do distribute to the homeless population, as well as folks that are being released from incarceration. That's part of that program. So, yeah, absolutely. No used underwear, no used socks. That will immediately get tossed out.
And just one more time, let people know how they can donate if they're interested in doing so.
They can drop off at any one of our three drop spots, the Gleason YMCA in Wareham, the Marion Council on Aging on Route 6, and Refillable in Carver.
And what about help with getting these clothes out to people? Do you have enough staff? Are you always looking for volunteers? Or?
We're always looking for volunteers. You can follow our Facebook page. When we have a volunteer opportunities, we will always post on our Facebook page. Just did it a couple of days ago. So we're looking for people to volunteer at our upcoming women's event in April.
And the page is Walt's Mobile Closet.
Walt's Mobile Closet, yep.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, and hopefully we get you a lot of great donations to help out with the upcoming season.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. And, of course, that was brought to you by South Coast Health. It is the South Coast Health Community Spotlight. South Coast Health is helping us shine a spotlight on all the great organizations around the South Coast that do good for people, such as Walt's Mobile Closet. So thanks to South Coast Health for making that happen. And thanks to Walt's Mobile Closet for the work that they do. We've got to take a break, and then we'll be back with the news, 508-996-0500. We'll be right back as we are broadcasting live from Percy's Place, 715 State Road in North Dartmouth. And that deal is still up at seizethedeal.com. Get them before they're gone. $50 to Percy's Place in Dartmouth for just $25. We'll be right back. All right, we are broadcasting live from Percy's Place, 715 State Road in North Dartmouth. I'm going to be here for about another half an hour, and Josh just said he's bringing out some lunch food, so we'll be posting that up at the WBSM Facebook and Instagram accounts, so you can check that out, and you can still get that deal at seizethedeal.com, $50 to Percy's Place in North Dartmouth for just $25. So get that right now at seizethedeal.com. Right now, it's time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
A crash leaves an airplane upside down in Canada. A lawsuit aims to slow a wave of federal firings. And Martha Stewart adding to the wonder of it all.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
At least 18 people were injured after a Delta Airlines flight from Minneapolis crashed at a Toronto airport on Monday. Paramedics say 15 people sustained minor injuries, with two others taken to a trauma center in critical condition. Among the injured was a child who was taken to the hospital in downtown Toronto. Pictures and video show the plane upside down in snowy conditions. Intense flooding over the weekend being blamed for at least 13 deaths. The storm system triggered more than 1,000 rescues and widespread road closures across parts of the southeast. The governor of Kentucky gave an update Monday, said the death toll has risen to 11 in his state. Another death was reported in Georgia, and one person died in West Virginia. Elsewhere, tornado outbreaks were confirmed in Mississippi and Alabama. The IRS is reportedly planning to let thousands of employees go as soon as this week. That would come at the busiest time of year for the tax collecting agency. Multiple media outlets cite sources saying the IRS will lay off probationary workers as part of the Trump administration's efforts to reduce the federal government workforce. It comes as multiple reports say Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency is looking to get access to the IRS's taxpayer data system. Now, a federal judge will issue a ruling by today on a lawsuit over Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. 14 states are asking for temporary restraining orders that would block DOGE from firing employees and getting access to sensitive records. The group of state attorneys general has argued the power granted to Musk by President Trump is unconstitutional. During a hearing Monday, the judge said the states must prove there is an extreme threat of imminent harm. Netflix has released a documentary on the murder of Gabby Petito. In the doc, it's revealed that Petito called an ex-boyfriend hours before her death. Petito disappeared in 2021 before her body was found in Wyoming's Bridger Teton National Forest, and an autopsy concluded that she died by homicide. Her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, eventually was revealed to be her killer, and he died by suicide in Florida months later. The new three-part docuseries shows never-before-seen text messages, police body cam footage, and excerpts from Petito's journal. Director Michael Gasparo said the revelation that Petito called her ex surprised him, saying, quote, "We didn't know she'd reached out to him during a vulnerable time." And Foxwoods Resort Casino is adding another celebrity chef to its culinary lineup. Martha Stewart is bringing her signature style to the casino with a new restaurant called The Bedford by Martha Stewart. It's set to open this fall. The restaurant, inspired by Stewart's own farmhouse, will feature a menu of her favorite dishes. This is the second big-name chef to partner with Foxwoods, joining Gordon Ramsay, whose Hell's Kitchen restaurant and TV show filming studio are already there on the Connecticut property.
WBSM Sports.
Boston Celtics in Philly to play the 76ers on Thursday. Bruins home to play the Anaheim Ducks on Saturday following the Four Nations face-off this week.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Mostly sunny and breezy today, a high of 26. On Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 30. On Thursday, we're looking out for some snow, a high of 28. By Friday, partly sunny with a high of 33. And sunny over the weekend with highs getting up to near 40 by Sunday. This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
All right, we are back broadcasting live from Percy's Place, 715 State Road in North Dartmouth, and I'm actually getting out of my seat. See, this is the advantage of not having the system work like it normally does and broadcasting from my phone. I can actually get up and walk around the restaurant. And I am looking right now at the lunch that Josh brought out, the brunch burger, some of their homemade chowder, and the turkey club sandwich, which is a true club sandwich. I mean, normally I quote Groucho Marx and I say, I never want to be part of any club that would have me as a member, but I'm signing up for that turkey club for sure. And I'm going to have photos of that coming up in just a few moments on the WBSM Facebook and Instagram accounts, but you can come down and get it yourself because we are promoting the Seize the Deal that we have on sale right now at seizedeal.com, $50 to Percy's Place in North Dartmouth for just $25, and you can utilize that for breakfast or lunch. So you can come down and get these delicious burgers and sandwiches and some of that chowder, which is definitely not making it back to the station. Sorry, everybody. But you can get those right now at seizedeal.com. And if you've never gone to that website, we have all kinds of great deals all the time. And you can always save money because we know with the economy the way it is, people need to save money, but we also know that you just like to save money anyway, right? You're all bargain hunters like I am. And so that's why Seize a Deal is so great. And one of the things we're really trying to do this month is to come to places like Percy's Place because it is such an important thing to be able to keep these breakfast places going. And what better time than National Hot Breakfast Month to promote them? So just a little heads up, not only are we here in North Dartmouth today, but on Thursday, the MGM show on Fun 107 is going to be broadcasting live from Percy's Place in Wareham, and they'll have a deal for that Percy's Place. So if that's more your side of the South Coast, stay tuned for that deal at seizedeal.com on Thursday. But we want to make sure that no matter where it is, that you're able to get out and save money. 508-996-0500, that's my number here. Well, it's my number back at the station, but I can answer it here. And you can also send app chat messages on the WBSM app. And one of the things we were discussing earlier was this the idea of what Brian was discussing last night, if Massachusetts needs its own version of DOGE. And I think you've got that in the state auditor, Diana DiZoglio. She wants to go through and check through all of the money that's being spent and make sure that it's all necessary. And I guess, you know, like I said earlier, the stuff that the DOGE office is going through is not fraud because it's stuff that was approved by Congress. These budgets are submitted and approved by Congress. So it's not like they're sneaking things in. And as you're seeing more and more reporting, the DOGE office might not exactly know what they're talking about with most of these things. Such as, you know, thinking that there's 150-year-old people collecting Social Security when it's just an error in the coding system that they use. But anyway, I agree with the idea of doing a deep dive and judging things on the necessity of them. And if you want to do an independent audit of the money that's being spent and then come back and report to Congress, who approves these things, and say, why are you approving this? Because I'm sure a lot of stuff gets, you know, snuck into the budget. I'm sure a lot of stuff gets overinflated in the budget. And if you want to be the watchdog that keeps an eye on all of that, great. But you do not have the unilateral power to say, we're going to no longer fund these things that were approved by congressional funding when they're ruled by congressional funding. So that's why you're seeing these get challenged in court. And that's why you're seeing judges side with those challenges. And if in cases where they haven't already, they probably will. Because it's just not the proper way to do it. But it made a lot of headlines, made a lot of generate a lot of excitement, so that now if maybe they have to go back to the drawing board and say, we're going to rethink the approach that we have to this, then there'll be more of an appetite for it. So it wasn't, you know, it's not a smart strategy in my opinion, but it may still be effective in the long run. You generally want to have, you know, you want to know what you're talking about before you show up at somebody's work and say, I'm going to determine whether or not you're required to be here or not. You kind of want to do a little digging, do a little research, not just show up and say, you know, I was likening it the other day on Facebook to the two Bobs in Office Space. You know, they just come in, sit down at an office, and they bring everybody in one at a time and say, okay, well, what exactly is it that you do here, Peter? And then you tell them, and then they're the ones that make that determination based solely on your answer. And I think you need more than that. And a lot of times it comes from internal information. I mean, how many times have we had that situation in our workplaces where higher-ups tell our direct supervisors, I need you to look at the department and see who's necessary and who isn't necessary. We've got to make some cuts. And then you weigh and you rank the jobs that people do and whether or not there's somebody else that can do that same job. You don't just get rid of them and say, well, we'll find somebody to do the job, because the task still exists. So that's what has me concerned, is who's doing the tasks that these people were doing. There couldn't have been thousands of people that were just sitting around doing nothing. So who's taking on those tasks? You know, Mayor Mitchell put out that press release last week about the hiring freeze in the city of New Bedford and said people should expect a delay in city services because they're not going to be able to fill positions. Well, what are you going to do when you have thousands of empty positions in the federal government and nobody filling them, and people needing to learn how to do some of those tasks before they can be the ones to take them over? So that's why I just think this was done too quickly. And if this had been 6 months or 8 months or a year later, it might have had a different impact and it might have been harder to challenge. So yeah, I'm all for taking the bloat out of a bloated government, but I think there's a better way to have gone about it. Kind of makes me a little worried why Donald Trump is trying to do so much so fast. I mean, I get it. You think, especially based on what happened in his first term, you really only got 2 years to get things done the way that you want them. But I still would have expected a little bit more of a slower rollout for some of it. 508-996-0500. Let me take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments as we are broadcasting live from Percy's Place, 715 State Road in North Dartmouth. And welcome back in. We are broadcasting live from Percy's Place, 715 State Road in North Dartmouth. And we still have that Seize the Deal on sale at seizethedeal.com. You can get $50 to Percy's Place in Dartmouth for just $25. So make sure you jump on over and get those before they're gone. And check out the WBSM Facebook story or the WBSM Instagram story. And you can see some of the great food we've been sampling this morning. From breakfast and now to lunch, the brunch burger, the turkey club, the homemade clam chowder, all beautiful. The presentation here is always first rate, but the flavor is even better. So get your deal right now at seizethedeal.com. And you can give me a call at 508-996-0500. We'll be back in the studio tomorrow, when we're going to be joined by our guest, Eric Green. Eric Green is a documentarian who made a documentary about the V66 network, which, if you aren't familiar with that, back in the 80s, when MTV was hugely popular, not everybody had access to cable television. But people were smart enough to realize that the MTV formula worked even if it's not on cable. So V66 was an actual UHF channel that sought to be a local Boston version of MTV. It had music videos featuring a heavy rotation of local Boston acts, and it had local radio personalities as kind of like the VJs, and special events and all that. And Eric is the director and the man behind the V66 documentary that we wrote about last year. We wrote an article about remembering V66, and that documentary was featured in the article. And he reached out to let us know about a screening they have coming up. So we figured, why not have him come on, and he can tell you about it directly, and we can talk about what V66 was all about. So I don't know if I'm going to make it over to the screening, but I've seen most of the documentary. And I think that those of you who remember those days will enjoy our conversation tomorrow. That'll be happening in the 8 o'clock hour. And we should be able to take any questions or memories while he's with us, if you want to call in and share those tomorrow. V66, for those of you who remember it, was a treasured Boston memory. But for those of you who have no idea it even existed, you're probably sad you missed out on it. But I used to remember flipping over to that channel because I was a big watcher of channel 68 as a kid. 56 and 68 were two channels that I was watching quite a bit. 56 is where I'd watch my cartoons in the morning. And then I'd flip over to 68 for some of those old 60s and 70s shows where I could watch F Troop and things like that. My Favorite Martian. So 56 would be for the cartoons and the monkeys and Banana Splits and all that. Great Space Coaster. And then 68 was the old sitcoms. And then right in the middle of that was 66. That, depending on where I lived, I was able to get it in and watch some of those music videos. All right, let's take our final break of the morning. Room for you to get in before we run out of time, 508-996-0500. We'll be right back to wrap things up from Percy's Place, 715 State Road in North Dartmouth. We'll be right back. All right, we are wrapping things up here at Percy's Place, 715 State Road in North Dartmouth. And we still have some of those deals available at seizethedeal.com. Get $50 for just $25 to Percy's Place in Dartmouth. And if it's easier for you to go to the Wareham one, then pay attention to seizethedeal.com on Thursday when the Fun 107 morning show, the MGM show, will be here broadcasting from the Wareham Percy's, and they'll have a deal for that as well. And if you're looking for a place to go to for dinner tonight, well, why not check out Brack's Grill and Tavern? They're located in Taunton and Brockton. And, of course, they now have Brack's Grill and Tap, rather. They now have Brack's Tavern in Middleborough. And you can check out BracksGrillandTap.com to find out more. And you can get some really great food that'll warm you up. But come on by here. Have some breakfast this morning. Have yourself some lunch. Make sure that you come on down and make sure you get that deal before they're gone. But you can't go wrong with anything. You can check out the WBSM Facebook and Instagram account and see all the great dishes that we tried this morning. We put them up there in the story and in a post, and I think you'll want to come down and try all of them. I recommend everything on the menu. You can't go wrong. But make sure you come hungry, or at least get ready to bring home some leftovers like I'll be doing. Oh, whoops, I didn't mean to say that out loud, because now the people at the station are going to know that there's some food coming. Well, I'll share with Chris McCarthy. And he's coming your way, coming up in just a bit. He's going to have South Coast Now, and he's going to have a great show for you. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning when we will talk V66 with Eric Green